put about four shots of vodka in
Hold
this.
On a sec. What the fuck's in it?
McGillicuddy's cherry, tonic water, and about four shots of vodka.
You could be dead quicker than I am, man. And I'm sick.
Well, so far, so good. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Music Swear By. This is a show where Tony and a whole bunch of his fucking friends get on a houseboat on Birch Lake and go out fishing and drinking for a weekend and then get together and do a podcast about music with profanity. And with me tonight is Tony.
Neighbor Tony. Neighbor Tony's not really on his game tonight.
Why?
Neighbor Tony's sick, man.
What the fuck happened?
All right, where are we, Paul? Describe where
we're
we are.
We're out on Birch Lake. That's what I just said.
Okay.
Fuck.
That's what I just shed. I took all that shit out to the shed. Hey, listeners, we're out at Birch Lake, Minnesota again, second year in a row with the neighbor fishing trip on a houseboat. And we've got 9 people here this year.
Yeah.
I apologize that I had to let Paul intro this thing. He rocks at it. I'm dying, man. I am absolutely dying.
What? How so?
I have a headache.
Why?
I think we just figured out. I've been drinking for a day and a half. I drank a 12-pack yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm on par with you, Paul, but I'm dehydrated. I haven't drank anything for 2 days.
That's a big mistake, right?
Yeah, so, Paul, you're smart.
No, I'm just a year older than you. So, I learned a little earlier than you, I guess, and I don't know, I should have passed that wisdom on. It's pretty simple. Have a couple beers or a couple drinks, drink some fucking water.
Yeah.
Just wash, rinse, repeat. Keep doing it. But you didn't do it yesterday.
So I've been in a sunny boat for 2 days straight with the sun leaching every bit of moisture out of my body. I am now nauseous and have a headache, and I have to shit because I haven't shit for 3 days either. Because do you ever get this, Paul, where when you go on vacation or you go to a hotel or you go somewhere, your body shuts down and doesn't take a dump until?
Yeah. When I go on any travel, sometimes for work, I oftentimes, even though I'm trying to eat salads and shit like that.
Yeah.
I get like little rabbit chunks maybe that come out of my ass and then I'm constipated.
Yeah, but then when you get home, whenever you get like you get back in your car, you get back to go home, you get off the plane, once you feel you're close to home, all of a sudden all hell breaks loose. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've nearly shit my pants 20 minutes from home because my body knows I'm going to get back home. You talk about neighbor Brett shitting his pants. I've never shit my pants, but I've come close to shitting. I'm coming back from a trip.
Damn.
And then I fucking just destroyed my chest falling out of the boat yesterday.
Oh, what happened?
Like, neighbor Dave bought this kick-ass canoe, and he learned that if you put the trolling motor on straight and then lean heavily to one side or another, and not other, another, one side or the another, he learned that you could steer the canoe. So I learned that if I stand on the seat and lean very heavily, I could steer that canoe in a wicked way, and bottom line is, I was dicking around doing that, and I fell out of the canoe, and I then had to catch the canoe. So mid-fall, tell me if you're bored, Paul. Mid-fall.
No, I was just remembering that 6 of us were watching you all laughing, and someone was recording it.
I had to turn my body and fall onto the side of the boat so I could keep half my body into the boat so that the trolling motor wouldn't keep going for 3 to 4 hours to the other end of the lake. And I destroyed my chest in the process. I hurt all over. And I'm going to be sick because I'm dehydrated.
I'm really feeling bad for you.
But you're hyper as all motherfucker.
You're not really off your game, though. You're doing all right. You just sound like you got a cold or something.
I don't know. That stunk. I mean, I managed to catch the boat and get back into it, but I hurt all over, man.
Did those raw eggs I rubbed on your chest this morning help at all?
No. The raw eggs did not help. All they did was make my face stink, and I feel like I'm going to get salmonella.
Isn't
it the inside of the egg that's clean and the outside? Actually, when you get salmonella from eggs, it's from not washing them because you get salmonella from chicken butt from the outside.
No shit.
Yeah, no. The,
on the shell, you mean?
The inside of the egg. And let's, okay, listen. Hey, science time.
Let's have a science minute from Tony.
All right, science minute. The inside of the egg is pure. It's clean. It's never seen the outside world or germs.
Sure.
The outside of the eggs came out of a chicken's vagina.
Yes.
Not a rooster's vagina because a rooster has...
Not a vagina.
A penis.
Okay.
You ever seen rooster penis?
No, I have not. I've eaten it, but I was blindfolded.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, rooster penis is surprisingly large, which is hence why you thought it was probably a baby carrot.
It's a good website, too.
Yeah, but no, let's have our beef discussion.
Roosterpenis.com.
Roosterpenis.com. No, let's...
All right, what are we talking about here?
Let's have our beef. Let's continue with the science. So the inside of the egg is clean.
Yep.
The outside of the egg is actually what gives you salmonella. Yep. But steak versus ground beef, which is cleaner?
Steak.
Yeah, steak. Yeah. Why?
Because steak has germs on the outside from getting hacked by a machete, but the inside shit's never been touched, and the ground beef's all a bunch of shit all jumbled up.
Yeah. The inside of the steak is unfettled. Is that an appropriate word, unfettled?
It sounds like a good retarded weekend trip board.
Yep, I like that. Unfettled.
Unsettled. It has not been contaminated. Or has been contaminated.
Yes, the inside of the steak, you can never really fuck with it.
Okay.
So you take a steak, you let it sit out in Mexico on a farm in a street market for 3 days.
Most people do.
You chop away the outside. Yep. The inside is warm and appropriately aged, but it hasn't gotten the germs yet.
Right.
But you take ground beef made in a clean American factory.
Yeah.
And you're taking the germs that were on the outside and you're turning them in and letting them incubate. Right. Oh, geez. Sorry, I almost threw up.
You know, I was reading in Scientific American recently.
Okay, yeah.
I really was. That there's some scientists that are working on growing muscle cells, bovine muscle cell, to actually grow beef in a laboratory under controlled conditions where there won't be any germs, there won't be an actual animal that's grown, it's not genetically modified bullshit or anything like that, it's real fucking meat. They just grow maybe a leg or something like that, or they'll grow, you know,
yeah, what shape does it come out in?
Actually, I haven't finished the article, to tell you the truth. So this guy is pursuing completely pure, organic bovine beef that you could buy. He's thinking that in the future, maybe you could have businesses that have this technique, and they grow the shit, and it's sold at markets. But it's just muscle. It's just cow meat.
That's interesting.
And you don't, he said, you wouldn't be slaughtering an animal. You wouldn't have the moral problem. The dilemma, and the whole big thing driving him was pollution. So you wouldn't have all the bullshit of trying to manufacture this stuff in big old plants if you just grow a big chunk of muscle and sell it. How do you feel about that, Anthony?
I do have an opinion on that. It's interesting. My tactic on that is don't fucking get rid of the germs. Breed stronger humans to breed humans? Okay.
You mean white flour?
Let humans evolve. Right, no. Let humans evolve around the shit. That's what we've done. And it's served us well for like a fucking million years.
Yeah.
Let humans evolve around the germs and do battle with them and maybe lose the occasional human once in a while.
What do you mean occasional? What if, you know, what are there, like 7-8 billion people on Earth?
Yeah.
And what if a billion of us die over the next 20 years of fucking salmonella?
All right, what is that, 13%? Who cares? Okay, yeah.
Suddenly, you know, you find out that, you know, 100,000 people die this August in the United States.
No.
You're happy with that because we're just evolving?
I'm plenty fine with washing hands and wiping our butts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm okay with general safe practices.
Okay.
You know, that's not changing the game.
Yeah.
It's just making us smarter.
Okay.
But when you start changing nature to get around the problem, then you're changing the game. It's a game changer.
Okay.
Washing hands wasn't a game changer in the fight against germs.
Okay.
But genetically modifying beef in a room to grow without germs, that's a game changer. False. Bad.
I don't know. I think we're helping people not die.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We're helping people not die. Because I agree, the fucking Black Plague came through. And rat poop.
Yeah.
That took
right,
us apart.
Right.
Then the first time a fucking so we do that and all of a sudden we can't let's play a song.
Yeah, I think we end it like that. Let's just end it like that.
I gotta take a shit.
I'm just trying to figure out how do we wrap this topic up.
Right.
You gotta take a shit? You want me to play a song?
Yeah, play a song while I go take a poop, because I feel sick.
Hey, what song is that today? Hey, while you're gone, does that mean I can totally take over? Okay.
Hey, play an Ike Riley song.
Hey, Ike Riley song while I poop. Alright, hold on. I'm gonna keep recording. I gotta figure out how to minimize this. How the fuck do you minimize this? Alright. I think we're still... That fucking reeks already! Holy shit. All right, folks, let's see what we got here. Hey, how about I play Titus Andronicus?
Perfect.
Sweet!
I'm sorry, Mama.
Reeks like crazy. Man, that is amazing.
Holy shit.
I think the door opened or closed.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm smelling that shit right here, drinking vodka, fucking rocking out, and I smell your ass.
Hey, come on.
Good. You feel better?
Yeah, sit down, man. Let's continue this podcast.
All right. You didn't hear that song, did you?
I did. I heard it from the bathroom because you played it at 138 decibels.
Thank you. You know what? I have no idea. I've listened to that dozens of times, and I have no fucking idea why it's called Theme from Cheers.
Yeah?
Had nothing to do with the fucking TV show Cheers.
I heard a lot about whiskey in that song.
It's a lot of shit about drinking and whiskey. So, you know, I don't really want to talk a lot about Titus Andronicus. I think they're from New Jersey, and they're a pretty kick-ass rock band.
Yeah.
But have you seen the album cover, and do you know the basic theme of that album? If they've got one full-length album.
No, nothing. I know nothing about them, right. So tell me.
You hear them on 89.3 The Current once in a while, all right? They're, they're a pretty big deal. From Jersey, and the album cover is an old black-and-white photo of some Civil War scene with a dude coming out of a tent.
Okay.
And what blew my mind was when I first heard about them, they wrote an entire album, that kind of music, a little rowdier. It's kind of a barroom Dropkick Murphys type rowdy music.
Yeah.
All about drinking and everything and fighting. Mm-hmm. But they said that I don't remember the lead singer's name, but he envisioned he thought of the kind of music that he thinks would have been the rock and roll music that would have played during Civil War battles. So he basically wrote like a Civil War themed rock and roll album.
Nice. That's awesome.
It's weird, man.
I love that. Like you go back historically and say, what kind of music would have been playing during the bubonic plague? What kind of bring out your dad.
The very intro, you click play on the album and it's got some old recording. I don't know if it's like Stonewall Jackson or I don't think it's Lincoln, but it's some old recording of somebody talking about something about the war. I'm not being very interesting, but it's just fucking cool. No. That shit that they start the album with some dude talking about the Civil War.
I love it. Yeah. I fucking love it. All right. Oh. I feel better, man.
Good. You think you just had to shit?
I am fucking dehydrated because I haven't drank anything for the last 2 days except for beer and vodka.
Yeah.
But the poop definitely helped me. Like at a certain point, my body says, all right, we're not going home in the next 48 hours. You're going to have to do something about this. You're going to have to expunge it some way.
Did you weigh it?
Anyway, you know, I did not weigh it. I've gone through a weighing experiment with my poop, but I will get into that on a different podcast. But no, I want to talk about our little pissing match we got going on. Being mad at you making fun of me.
Yeah.
I've actually decided to embrace your use of big words and my lack of knowledge of those big words.
Okay, you're going to take the SATs again?
I'd like to use that to help me out. So what I've done all day, you've noticed a few times I've asked you to define some words specifically.
Yeah.
So right there, I used expunge. Yeah. I said I referenced my own poop and said I needed to expunge that poop from my body. Right. But I get the feeling that that's not a proper usage of that word. So at this point, could you help me define expunge?
No.
What? Really? You got nothing for me? All day you helped me fucking define words, and now you got nothing?
I think you used it properly.
Well, expunge? See, to me, expunge means sort of like I need to leach it out, or I need to expel it.
Yeah.
And I didn't expel anything. So that poop was not slowly expelled out of my body.
Rapid evacuation?
A rapid evacuation, yes. All right, give me a word that means rapid evacuation.
Furious, spontaneous.
A furious rapid evacuation of my shite.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Okay.
What was that word you asked Matt earlier? Tenuous?
Tenuous, yep. Tepid. I asked you about tepid.
Yeah, both. So do you remember what tenuous means?
Tenuous is a situation that could actually go back either way.
Yeah,
it could go either way.
Yeah, anything that's, you know the word precarious?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think it's sort of like that, although that's a dangerous situation. But we need neighbor Ed on because he's a word guy.
Precarious could apply to many situations.
Yes.
Tenuous applies to,
I think, anything.
Any situation as well.
Yes.
That's why I'm so bad at this.
Yes, that's all right. That's not easy. But you did really well in the SAT, so at some point you knew most of this shit.
Right.
You drank a lot of vodka.
Either way, I don't want to talk about all these smart words. I actually want to talk about the fucking shitter that I just went and used on these spout hoses.
All
right. You're holding up our agenda to us.
I'm just telling you, this is the shit we want to talk about.
No, I don't care about any of that. All right. I want to wear. Okay, hey, why don't you read off the things we're supposed to talk about?
All right, intro. We're in a houseboat and fishing. I think we said that.
Yep.
Mike the dickhead axe man falls in a crevasse.
Okay. Yep, we almost got
Tony tent pee me him diabetes.
Oh yeah, I almost died in my tent this morning.
All right, I can talk about that. Darren, no fucking fish in the bay.
Yep.
And Brigadoon Island is beautiful here too.
I'll save it all for a different podcast. All
right.
We're going on 30 minutes, and we've got a good podcast here.
Let's wrap it up.
I want to talk about the shitter in a houseboat.
Okay.
Okay, I just had to expunge 3 days worth of shit out of my body.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody's ever seen a pooper in a houseboat, they're absurdly small, for one. They probably measure 12 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
Diameter, big word.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so 12 inches, and they're controlled by a small ball. When you step on a pedal, below the
you it step... opens a little trap door and the poop falls down.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's a trap door, is what it is. That's perfect. The trap door is about 2.5 inches in diameter.
Poor little poop doesn't know what's about to fall in the trap door.
Right, and it's dry in there. It's a dry bowl, and there's nothing worse than a dry bowl. So if you lay a chunk of pipe sideways across that trap door, and that chunk of pipe happens to be maybe 8 inches long, it ain't going down. So here I am. I'm sitting down. I decided to do a courtesy flush. Bottom line is, I stood up to a big surprise. Wow. I did 2 or 3 courtesy flushes in there, expecting all the stuff to go down. And when I stood up, I had a conundrum. There's another big word for you. I'm going to use a different word.
All
right. I had a fucking landfill of shit and stuff in there. How's that for a smart word? A landfill.
This podcast goes out to Brett, neighbor Brett.
Either way. So the bottom line is, I had a 2.5-inch hole, and I had about 3 dukes worth of shit and and wet wipes in there, because I actually did use the wet wipes this time.
I really could smell that. Literally could smell your shit about 20 feet away.
I agree.
And your door was closed.
That's because the courtesy flushes weren't working. So the bottom line is, if somebody out there who's smart enough, who maybe got above 1,200 on the SATs, could design a better pooper for the fucking houseboat, I would be greatly appreciative. And also, it's no fun having to wrap a wet wipe around your fingers and push your own shit and toilet paper down a 2.5-inch hole in a houseboat, which is what I just had to do.
Sweet.
I'm never going to meet another chick my whole life. It's just never.
You don't
that's
need
it.
To. You've
that's
got
true.
A lovely wife. All right. You're good to go.
Thank God.
Hey, you know what? I got an idea. That's enough shit talk. Why don't we just take this podcast out right here and let's play everybody one more tune and let's go drink some beers around the fire with the rest of the guys and maybe we'll check back in later and...
I'm all for that because I don't want to fucking be here. I mean, I'm on my third day of camping.
Oh, come on.
I don't like being outside for an extended period of time is what it is. I need a hot shower, a toilet that's big and can swallow my Duke. Shit, did I just say that out loud? That's not going to make the edit.
Dude, this is glorious.
But no, so I just hate being outside. I like to be clean, period. I don't like to have a day's worth of crust on me. So I'm actually just going to take a shower and go the fuck to bed and I try to hydrate myself. Deal. All right. So, but what I'm going to do is next week, Against Me is coming to First Avenue. And cool. Against Me is a band I've played multiple times on the podcast, but I've never played a sad song by them.
Aww.
And this is a sad song. So I'm going to take this out with Against Me. This is a song called Thrash Unreal. And this is about a girl who grows up to be not like her mom expects. And it has a very critical line in it that says, "No mother ever dreams that her daughter will grow up to be a junkie." And having a daughter, as you do an eyeball, it makes me fucking sad.
That,
so
that would be awesome.
I'm going to go out on this sad side. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the shitty podcast. You got anything to say, email paulmusicswearby@gmail.com. Until then, pardon the profanity. If she wants to dance and drink all night, well, there's no one that can stop her. We do what we do to get by. shore.
But the guy who recorded it ended up falling in a fucking crevasse later on, chopping wood. We'll talk about in a moment.
Yeah,
he ruined his camera.
He falled in. He
falled.
Yeah,
oh, he falled.
Jesus Christ!
No, it's retarded past tense weekend.
He fell into the lake.